Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 21st of December, recording at 7:30 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first a quick review of the markets. Well, they seem to be going into hibernation, which is what I feel like doing now that a surprise cold snap has hit London. So here are the highlights, such as they are. Most stock markets are, well, they're all very quiet. Most are a little bit easier, including Wall Street as I speak, but it's only down 38 on the Dow and 5 on the S&P, which is off the lows of the day. In government bonds, slightly easier, but again, very quiet. The U.S. dollar is a tad stronger, but it's pretty marginal. Precious metals, they did ease here today. Silver, which I had been accumulating, it's reaccumulating at slightly higher levels. It's down 14 here today, currently trading 1250 and a half. Platinum's probably been the strongest in the last couple of days, but it's down 4, 1122. And palladium just sort of generally steady. Gold down a little bit. Currently showing at 618.70. That's down 174. Industrial metals, the big development recently has been copper, which I mentioned in yesterday's audio had broken down. I posted those charts today in comment. And it's following through on the downside here again today. So that's a completed top formation. Certainly looks like it's going to go lower in the short term, but my guess is that we've probably already seen over half the decline from the peak. And oil down today. It's up one day and down the other, which is all part of what looks to me like a ranging support building phase, but currently down a dollar at 62.72, and coffee and the grains a little bit firmer here today. Okay, well, where are we in terms of the greater scheme of things? I think stock markets are kind of drifting, I should say, towards the year end. Here, after a pretty solid performance overall, it's hardly surprising perhaps that a few people are nailing down some profits and going on holidays or taking a bit of a rest from the markets. Overall, the uptrends are intact. We've had a bit of an increase in volatility leading to some slightly larger reactions than we had become accustomed to in that amazing period of consistent firmness, really starting in September and pronounced through August and November, for giving way, as I say, to a bit bigger reactions, a little bit more volatility in December. Seasonally, this is a positive period, as is the third year of the presidential election cycle. You'll tire of hearing me say that. A lot of people are nervous right now. We had a fair amount of that last year as well. And I think, you know, they cite valuations, they cite the U.S. economy and its slowdown, possible knock-on effect. But, you know, the main risk areas that I look at overall, well, before I mention those again, because I've already mentioned them repeatedly, but new subscribers coming in all the time, and I want to make sure I cover the bases. But some of these stock markets can give one cause for vertigo, so understandably people are a bit nervous about that. But I think as long as Wall Street stays steady, remember the Wall Street leash effect, I don't think anything is going to unravel in a big way unless there are some specific exogenous factors, or maybe not exogenous, but specific factors that apply to that market. I don't think that we'll get much in the way of overall uncoupling. And the Wall Street leash effect, As you will mostly recall, if Wall Street is steady to rising, that enables some of the more fashionable markets to do really quite well. And if Wall Street is clearly in retreat, then the leash retracts and those markets will fall back in line with Wall Street, and the high beta markets will fall more sharply than the American market. Now, again, what would cause me to become quite concerned, other than some markets that are maybe a bit overextended, would be a sharp rise in government bond yields, particularly for the U.S. government bonds. That hasn't happened yet, although yields have backed up a bit recently. This is not yet looking like a problem. A sharp recovery in the oil price, that hasn't happened yet. It's ranging, as I mentioned earlier. And I think an accelerated decline by the dollar would worry people, and it's steady at the moment. So I think we'll see the rally continue in the first quarter of the year. Now, elsewhere, copper's move may well cause some spillover of sentiment, particularly among the industrial metals. I don't think this is any more than a medium-term correction, and that's what I've stated was the risk all along. I'm a big believer in the secular bull market for this sector, and many of these metals remain in backwardations, which should help to keep prices reasonably steady. But in the short term, with copper weakening, I would think that we could see a bit of selling pressure generally. Will that spill over into the metals and mining shares? Well, possibly. But in terms of serious risk, remember that most of the estimates for 2007 are based, as I said yesterday, on, and I've said previously, on earnings estimates that are about a third, I beg your pardon, are based on metal prices that are about a third below today's levels. So if metals were to stay here, stay at current levels, at some point in 2007, I think we'd get a pretty explosive rally in the mining shares. And I wouldn't be surprised if that occurs. I certainly expect that rally later, if not sooner, in 2007. And precious metals, well, I mentioned that they're still in those overall ranging patterns. I think this is mostly support building overall, but I have also mentioned that not enough people are worried about inflation in the short term, and that will continue to be the case as long as the main debate concerns the extent of the U.S. economic slowdown, with most people opting either for something between a soft landing and a hard landing, and nobody's saying that they expect a growth spurt in the U.S. And with oil prices lower and with the U.S. economy slower and some evidence that inflation rates had subsided a bit, that's not a hot environment for precious metals. But again, I emphasize the support building side of these patterns, which are also in secular bull markets. Remember, no country wants a strong currency. And we've seen that, say we've seen further evidence of that recently, from Euroland to Thailand. And again, I expect stronger precious metals at some point in 2007, and it'll probably begin in the first quarter at some stage. Grains and beans consolidating prior to further gains. The soft commodities, I think also the soft commodities have been in form recently, and I think the main speculative players of commodity markets have been looking for opportunities in the soft commodities and taking a breather in the industrial metals and precious metals. So that's how I see it on the 21st of December, and I'll be in tomorrow to comment again, of course, including my big picture, longer-term outlook for the week. Meanwhile, all the best to all of you.